Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi.
Hi.
Guys. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, so we have a BSA relationship edition because obviously that's our favorite. So,
girl talk. And that's you guys' favorite as well, by the way.
Yeah, I think so. Because like when we look at our DMs, it's mostly, I would say, to do with relationships, just because I feel like most people, including ourselves, have the most dilemmas when it comes to like their lover or their, you know, partner, whatever it might be.
So, yeah, exactly.
So yeah, should we get into the girl trouble of the week?
Yes.
So the girl trouble of the week is being a mommy's boy a red flag?
I think it is a red, I don't think it's a red flag to be close to your family, but I think being a mommy's boy is definitely a red flag.
Yeah. I think there's like a line of being like really, you know, cause actually I think it's a red flag if you're, if you have zero family interests as well.
I agree.
So it works both ways, but I do think that there is a line, especially when it comes to a son and a mother, and when it's crossed, it's a red flag.
I agree.
Especially at a certain age. You're like, okay, come on now.
I agree.
Are you capable of doing life on your own? Are you capable of looking after me, or is your mom still looking after you?
Exactly. That's the thing.
And that sounds harsh, but...
No, it's not harsh because it has to do with independence.
Yes.
If you are still a mommy's boy, if your mommy still has to mommy you about everything, you are not independent.
Yeah.
And it is, for me personally, a huge ick. I'm like, how can I look at you as a man if you're still someone's boy? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And like, obviously, like, she'll always be your mom. You always, it's not about the fact that, like, you know, you have a good relationship with your mom, because personally, I would want to have my partner to have a good relationship with his mom.
Yeah.
Because it says a lot about how he's going to treat you later on. Mm-hmm. But not to the point where you cannot make independent decisions for yourself and you have to ask your mom every 2 seconds what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, there's because a line.
And that's where the red flag is. Mm-hmm. That's what the red flag is. It's not having a good relationship with your mom. It's about being independent and being able as an adult to take independent decisions.
I agree. I completely agree.
Confidently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well said. So that takes...
And by the way, sorry, I want to say something else. By the way, I want to say something else. Being a mommy's boy is 100% the fault of the mother.
I agree. I do feel like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a mother, but I do feel like when I am, if I do have a boy, I'm going to be very cautious to not allow them to be so reliant on me.
Yeah.
Because it's not a good look. It's not even that it's not a good look, like whatever, like who cares what other people think, but it's not helpful for a human being to rely on anyone to that extent that they can't even make their own like day-to-day decisions.
Exactly. You're not helping your child, you know, whatsoever by doing this.
You're actually getting in their way.
Yeah. So. You're making sure that your child is not independent and cannot, literally, you make your child disabled to build a life of his own.
Yeah,
there's, or her own, because you also have like girls that are like this, by the way.
Of course, like parents, I know many, in general. Yeah. Dads do it as well.
And, yeah, daddy's girls.
Yeah. But there's a thing called helicopter parenting, and that's, have you heard of this?
No, what is that?
It's where it's something to do with the fact that you see everything that's going on in your child's life, right? But you let them figure it out for themselves.
Yeah.
Instead of like trying to tell them what to do and navigate how they're gonna fix situations they get themselves into.
Exactly.
So it's like helicopter, like, you know, look like above. You see it, you're not ignoring them, so you're not being like distant or absent in your child's life, but you're not getting too involved.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, how are they supposed to figure things out?
I agree.
Everything I've learned in my life, I've learned because I've had to learn it myself. No one told me how to do it.
Exactly the same.
I wouldn't change a thing
about that. Me neither. So. Me neither.
Speaking of, this takes us into dilemma number one.
Okay.
So, dilemma number one, the mommy's boy.
Ooh.
I've been seeing my boyfriend for 2 years now. We have an amazing relationship and we're really excited about our future together. But he constantly has to ask his mom for advice on the smallest things, spends 1 hour minimum on the phone with her daily, and is constantly wanting us to go back to his parents' house every weekend. It comes to the point where he has to tell his friends he has to leave boys' night because he needs to go home to have dinner at his mom's house. Because otherwise, she'll be really angry.
Oh, wow.
This has given me the ick, and I'm worried it's something that won't change in the future. How would you approach this situation?
I can see how this gives you the ick.
Yeah, I mean, major ick. Huge ick.
Huge ick.
Big ick.
No, the ick is not like calling your mom 1 hour, because like with me, I call my mom 1 hour some nights as well. It's just like catching up, right? But like not being like, oh my God, sorry guys. Like I have to leave you to it because I have to go home to my mom, else she'll be really angry for like the weekly dinner.
Yeah.
If you have it every week, like surely you can miss it sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it also depends what age you are, but just like, yeah, there's, you shouldn't have to leave like a night out with your friends to go have dinner with your mom.
At the dinner table. I feel like the girl who sent this in is definitely 25 plus, because
yeah,
you don't think about this stuff when you're 21. No. You really don't. But once you live together with your boyfriend and you're like a bit older and you're a bit more independent, and then you see your mans who's supposed to protect you and be, you know, like the man of the house still being a little boy, then you're like, ick.
And I also think, you know, you're not wrong in like the fact that it's bothering you, because this will for sure cause other problems down the line in your relationship. If he's, you know, such a mommy's boy that he can't do things on it. It's just there will be situations in your life, if you like carry on and move forward, that it'll continuously be brought up.
Exactly.
So in my mind, it's like you either need to accept it, and that's because he probably isn't going to change it, you know.
No.
or you can't deal with it anymore.
I feel like you can change it a little bit, but it depends from person to person.
I honestly believe boys that are mommy's boys
will
always pick their mom over their wife.
That's very true.
Or their girlfriend. But like, in my opinion, when you start dating someone seriously, like proper seriously, or you get married, that's your new chosen family.
Yeah, yeah, so that's the thing.
You better pick their side over your family side every fucking time.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
otherwise, what's the point?
First of all, ideally, there shouldn't be a divide, but mostly,
ideally,
but I feel like mostly it's a cliche for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
The in-laws is always like a sensitive point.
Yeah.
Especially, I feel like with mothers-in-laws, because they're like, oh my God, they're taking my son away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I feel like if you will now allow this all the time, and if you make him used to this behavior, and if you allow this behavior of like, you know, him going for dinner at his mom's every single week, no way he can cancel it whatsoever, because else she'll throw a fit. Like, if you allow this behavior and like him having to call his mom for the smallest thing, then, you know, if you make him used to this, he's not going to change.
Well, exactly.
You need to make it clear from the beginning and be like, hey, can you do things by yourself? Because for me, that's not okay. And then, you know what I mean? And there's no shame in saying that.
No, there really isn't. And I feel like it should, you know, it might just come naturally, but Yes, and some boys do need telling, I think.
Yeah,
and it's like kind of not normal to do that because they don't know any better. Again, their moms are not doing them a favor.
No.
They don't know that that's not normal. They think that's just how everyone's life is, probably.
Yeah, and I feel like you also need to tell him, you need to make it clear to him of like, it's not about that you don't want him to have a good relationship with your mom. No, you love the fact that he has a good relationship with his mom, but it's just the fact that it came to this point where he's not independent. He cannot take a decision on his own. Like he probably, I can imagine when you're furniture shopping, he's going to call his mom saying, which cupboard should I choose, this or this one? Whereas like, you're going to be the one having to look at this cupboard for the rest of your life, yeah. Not her, because it's going to be in your house.
Yeah.
And in that way, it's just going to sabotage your life. So you need to make him clear, like, look, I'm the woman of the house right now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
This is the thing. It changes. Like, it changes. Yeah. I feel like there's a point in most boys' life where it changes from their mom being the main woman in their life to their either serious girlfriend or wife becoming the main woman in their life. And that is a huge change. It must be confusing. But like they need to respect it.
But yeah, but
now
it's weird.
We make the women lead
But it's
choices.
Weird because like when we have a relationship as a girl,
we don't have this.
I don't have this with my dad. No. I don't see my dad as a main man in my life.
But this is only
for... I haven't seen my dad as a main man in my life since I moved out.
But this is only for mommy's boys, don't forget. There's a lot of boys that are not mommy's boys.
Yeah, well. But I also feel like daddy's girls is also a thing, but I feel like it's less with girls. I've never heard this dilemma with girls, you know what I mean? Or maybe like less... It's much less common.
I think it has something, I mean, I could be very wrong about this. I think it has something to do with the fact that there's no love like a mother's. So when it comes to mommy's boys, that's going to be much stronger than a daughter will have for a dad, even though we love our dads, right?
Yeah.
But everyone loves their mom a little bit more.
That's right. A
little bit more because it's the mother love. It truly is.
Yeah.
Like we lived inside of them, you know?
That's true.
So I think that's why the mommy's boy is such a thing. Because it's very tight bond,
very interesting phenomenon.
Yeah. So anyways.
So dilemma number two, is it a red flag if he only Instagram DMs you and doesn't ask you for your WhatsApp? So, hi girls. I've been talking to this guy for almost a month now. We went out on several dates already, so you could see we are seeing/dating each other. However, he always texts me via Instagram DM and hasn't even bothered asking my telephone number. Almost seems like IGDM is his main form of communication in general, .. Is this a red flag?
I mean, I would find it very weird, I'm not going to lie, but I feel like, is that kind of the world that we live in now? I don't know.
It's not, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't know, because I remember, like, I once asked my little brother, I was like, who the hell communicates via Snapchat? He's like, oh, I do it all the time. But I'm like, ew. Who does that?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Message, like text someone, call someone. I feel like it's very, I was going to say childish behavior, but maybe this is like the new thing.
I feel like a lot of people now, if you were to start talking, like if you did, I don't know, I feel like some people do start messaging first on Instagram, but what I don't get is why has it not progressed to WhatsApp? Or iMessage, yeah.
Exactly. That's the thing. I agree. Like, it probably, nowadays, probably starts on, like, some social media.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it progresses, like, when you're consecutively seeing each other and, like, having dates.
Going on a date. You kind of need their number to be like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have time waiting for them to open Instagram and look.
You're going to send your date a snap, be like, hi, I'm in front of your door picking you up. Like, car is downstairs. Like, what? Then, like, snapping back. Okay, coming. Like, what? Is that a thing now?
Oh, God. I really hope not. Otherwise,
no. And I also feel like if Instagram DM is his... If you have the feeling that Instagram DM is his main form of communication to communicate with his friends and, like, whatsoever, I think that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Because it means that he, like, slides into the DM.
Yeah, he's a DM slider.
He's a DM slider.
So, I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, I think if I were you, I would just... To be honest, I would just ask him for his number.
Like,
there's no shame if you're already talking on DM, you might as well give his number.
Be like, you should say, I'm sorry, this is annoying, I'm not a Snapchat.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Or DM or whatever. Please give me your number.
It's easier to talk on there. Like,
yeah, I feel like it's easier there.
I feel like that's normally how it goes, no?
And if he says no, then...
Then that's a red flag.
I'm sorry, a red flag. No, no, no next date.
No next date.
No next date.
We're done.
Because I feel like serious men have serious communication forms.
Yeah, I agree. And Instagram's not serious. I think that it's a bit odd. Like, imagine you're... How long did you say they've been dating? A couple months.
No, 1 month.
Okay.
Like, consecutive dates.
Yeah, I just don't see how it wouldn't have progressed to WhatsApp or whatever country you're in, whatever you use. I don't, like,
exactly.
How?
Or, like, iMessage. I've never met a serious man who...
Set up a date on Instagram DM. What?
Or, like, Snapchat or something. Never.
Me either. Weird. Anyways, yeah, that actually, the more I think about it, I'm like, that is kind of a red flag.
Yeah.
But, you know, just try and get his number and see what he, like, how he responds. Because...
Yeah, just be casual about it. Yeah. Be like, oh, this is annoying. It's easier via WhatsApp. Give me your number.
Yeah.
And then see what he says.
I'm sure.
Sometimes you need to give them a little push. Yeah. I've done that before.
Of course. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Didn't result in a relationship, by the way, but I've done that before. I was like, this is annoying. Give me your number.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that. Who cares? Just do it.
That's fine. Dilemma number three. I've just come out of an abusive relationship and I'm worried my next relationship will be affected by this. Without going into too much detail, I don't know how I'm supposed to trust a guy again. Do you have any advice on moving on from an abusive partner? This is a bit of a deeper one. So I would say that I know what it feels like, and I feel like it's a common thing where you are in a relationship that maybe towards, you know, whatever point of it, it's abusive, whether it's like, you know, just playing game, mind games, or like verbally abusive, whatever. You then, whenever you do end that relationship, go, like, you, when you start dating again, or you say you find a new boyfriend like years later, and then all these issues sort of come to the surface again, and then your new boyfriend's having to deal with them. I feel like that's a very common thing that's not spoke about a lot.
I agree.
And it's a shame, because then they have to take on this whole, you know, mess, for the lack of better words, and try and navigate how to work through it with you. But what I will say is, if you find the love of your life will be willing to put up with it, right? Like,
yeah,
and help you learn to trust someone again, or help you learn to, you know, it'll just be right when it's right.
I agree.
It's the right way of saying it.
I agree. I feel like it's very common that we take trauma from our previous relationship into our next relationship. And even though we both know it's wrong,
yeah,
we still do it. Like, it's human nature. You can't help it.
You can't.
Once it's the same. Like, once you get scared of spiders, if you see a spider years down the line, you'll still be scared.
Exactly.
It's a very stupid example, but it's so true. And it's the same in relationships.
But this is why people talk about, like, running when they start feeling feelings again for someone, because they don't want to deal with that again, or all of this stuff.
But that's wrong.
It's wrong. And also, what's really wrong is that the abusers in the relationships that are doing it, they know when they're doing it that this is going to affect the person forever.
I know. It's so sad, because, like, it's really sad, because I've had that as well with previous boyfriends. Like, they would shred me to pieces at the end of the relationship. Like, throughout the relationship, they would be my biggest fan and they would be so supportive of everything. And then when it was finished, they would shred me to pieces, make sure I had zero self-confidence left, so that I would be even too insecure to start any new relationship in my life again. Friendship, love relationship, anything.
Terrible.
And that's, like, so horrible. And looking back, I'm like, that was for sure your plan. Like,
oh my God.
That was your big revenge, big scheme, and like just taking advantage of the fact that knowing this person loves you so much and is like easily influenced by you, yeah. I guess, because like I really looked up to these people. And yeah, it's just like horrible. It's really cruel. It changes you as a person.
Yeah, like it messes with your brain. Yeah, it's very psychological. Like psychological abuse is crazy.
Sometimes scary. As, if not more damaging than physical
for
abuse.
For sure. But I would say, you know, for your dilemma, I would just say to try your best to not let it affect you and like your pureness and your good heart.
Yeah.
And to do all the healing you need to do. One, like that's important. And then, you know, just go about your life as you try to do as much as you would have done it before you met him.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like, don't give this person the power yes. to change you as a person.
Or to ruin your life. Like, don't let them. And don't doubt yourself either, because, you know, this is a they issue, not a you.
Yeah, because that's literally what they're trying to do.
And a lot of people, I feel like when they're victims of this, they like to be like, oh, no, but it's my fault. You know, this is my fault. It must have been something I was doing. I allowed it to happen or whatever, but it's not true.
Yeah, it's not true.
This is, again, what they want you to think. So.
Yeah, it's not true.
Don't doubt yourself.
I agree.
Be strong.
And also, I feel like once you meet the guy that truly loves you for who you are and, like, you know, that really sees a future with you, he will put up with all your trauma
yep.
and, like, all your trust issues, and he will gain your trust, and you guys will build up trust. So, like, if the right one is there, you will know, and he'll have the patience for it.
And he'll be understanding, exactly.
Exactly. Because I feel at a certain age, everyone has baggage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see, like, these memes all the time, like, oh, this is me with my baggage. And then, like, it says emotional baggage.
Yep.
But I feel like at a certain age, it's just the truth. Not only for us girls, but also for guys. Literally for anyone.
Yeah.
So
friendships as well, you know,
friendships as well,
like now
friendships as well,
the things that I've dealt with in friendships and Lulu, like when I meet new friends now, like, you know, sometimes I'm like, I need
you're
to be
a bit
careful
wary.
but it's just life in general, even exactly. like starting a new job or like whatever it might be, it's like life and experiences basically.
Exactly. So yeah, good luck. So dilemma number 4. Hey girls, so basically my boyfriend kind of cheated on me by kissing another chick, but he tells me he will change himself to give him a last chance and I don't want to lose him, but is it fair to give him another chance? Please help me.
So no.
First of all, girly, so basically my boyfriend kind of cheated on me. What is kind of cheating?
And basically?
Basically.
Like, I mean, he did cheat on you.
He did, yeah.
He did kiss someone.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you like, he kind of cheated on me?
Yeah.
I feel like that's already, this guy's manipulating you into making you believe that it wasn't a big deal.
You're like in denial about it, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, like, why are you afraid of losing him if this is how he treats you? That's what I took from that. I would not be scared of losing someone if that's how they valued me in their life.
You know?
Clearly he doesn't care about your feelings that much if he's willing to cheat on you.
I agree. Cheating is just horrible in any case. And kind of cheating doesn't exist. He cheated.
So like black and white, yes or no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no gray area when it comes to this.
Yeah. I also feel like it's super important as a woman, as anyone, when things like this happen to you or you get into these situations, to have self-respect for yourself. Because if you don't have self-respect for yourself, he's definitely not going to. And if you allow him to cheat on you, he's going to think even less of you. So it's like, no.
Word. This is so true, Millie. This is
word.
So true. Word. Word. This is so true.
About it though. Really, truly.
No, but it's true. I always say this as well. I feel like if you will now say, yes, I forgive you, because of course he's going to beg you to forgive him. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, oh my God, please, please, please. Right now you're his comfort blanket.
Mm-hmm.
But if you now say yes to him, I forgive you, then unconsciously you are allowing this behavior.
Yeah.
So he will most likely do this again.
Yeah, he'll be like, oh, she allowed it once, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it will be fine. It will
She'll
be
get
fine.
Over it. Yeah.
She'll get over it. Mm-hmm. Maybe this time she won't even find out.
Yeah. I'll be more careful.
Exactly. So if you allow disrespect like this and disloyalty, it is very likely this person will do it again. And I said it before and I'll say it again. Once a person cheats in a relationship, it is very likely that person will cheat again in that relationship. I don't believe in once a cheater, always a cheater, not in every case, but I do believe once a person cheats in that relationship, he or she will probably do it again. So that's why you shouldn't allow this.
Yeah.
And you should have respect for yourself. You wouldn't let anyone disrespect your friend like that.
Yeah.
If your friend's boyfriend would do this to your friend, you would shred him to pieces. Mm-hmm. So why would you allow your boyfriend to do that to you?
Mm-hmm. Imagine, I mean, friend's a good example, but also imagine you had a daughter.
Yeah.
And you found out that her boyfriend of however long cheated on her. I mean, would you suggest she gets back with him and forgives him? No, of course you wouldn't.
Exactly.
So why would you do it to yourself?
Exactly.
I also feel like cheating is so much more than just a betrayal in that specific relationship. It shows major, like I'm talking major character flaws in that person. Like you're not a good person. You don't have good intentions. You're probably a narcissist.
Yeah.
Like it's a massive thing of issues in a person's character. So for that reason alone, I wouldn't suggest ever going back to someone that cheated on you, ever.
I 100% agree. And I also feel like what you said about having respect for yourself, it really is. It really comes to that at the end.
So important.
Like, if you don't respect yourself, how do you expect him to respect you?
Yeah. And anyone else that knows about it, you know, it's just like, come on.
And also please think about other cases. 99% of people that you know this happened to, he cheated again.
Yeah.
Or she cheated again. Because again, girls cheat as well. I honestly believe it's 50-50. So once a person cheats and you allow it, it's very likely that person will cheat on you again.
Exactly.
I don't believe it. And like once that trust is broken, how can you possibly build it up again?
That's a whole nother reason.
That's a whole other reason, yeah.
Because it'll just turn you into a monster because you'll be like, what are you doing? Where are you? I don't trust you. You'll go crazy. Your mind will be like, I mean, you're going to age like 10 days in just one day. You know, it's just ridiculous. So just know.
You're going to get gray hair over this.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I'm telling you right now. He's not worth it. He's not the right person for you if he's willing to cheat on you. So.
Exactly.
Thank you. Next.
Also, if this person already cheats on you in an I don't know how many year relationship while you're young, how do you expect him to stay loyal to you for a marriage of like 40, 50 years?
No, it's not going to happen. That's how.
You really need to think long term. How can you trust him for the next 40 years of your future?
No, you can't.
You can't.
You can't. So you need to either accept that you're going to be cheated on again and accept that you're not going to have a successful marriage, or you learn from this and you move on. You have self-respect for yourself and you start again with someone who's loyal, just like you are.
Exactly. There are 400 million men in Europe. Again, 400 million. You will find someone in Europe alone.
That doesn't even include the rest of the world. So
exactly. In Europe alone. Yeah. So
you'll be fine.
You will find someone else.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes. Let us know your decision. I really hope you take our advice.
Exactly.
Yeah, cheating is never acceptable under any circumstances.
In relationships or friendships.
Yeah, in life in general, you guys. Everyone needs to take a hard look at themselves in the mirror and, you know, just be a good person. That's
exactly.
All. We don't, you know, we're not here for the narcissistic behavior.
Okay? We don't tolerate this behavior.
No.
We do not.
But yeah, guys, anyways, that was the last dilemma. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you have any dilemmas, please send them in to us on Instagram. It's a Girls World podcast, and we'll speak to you guys next week.
Speak to you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.